What's up, Anchor? It's Kaylee Chella. You already know, checking in with your morning news rundown. Envisioning, quote-unquote, a very special moment for world peace, President Trump announced Thursday he will meet North Korea's Kim Jong-un for highly anticipated summit talks in Singapore on June 12th. He set the stage for his announcement by hosting a 3 a.m. made-for-TV welcome home for three Americans held by Kim's government. Trump told supporters at a campaign rally in Indiana Thursday evening, quote, "We welcomed them back home the proper way." Final details in place, Trump and Kim agreed to the first face-to-face North Korea-U.S. summit since the end of the 1950 to 1953 Korean War. It's the most consequential and perhaps riskiest foreign policy effort so far in Trump's presidency as North Korea's nuclear program approaches a treacherous milestone, the capacity to strike the continental U.S. with a thermonuclear warhead. Trump says the U.S. is aiming for denuclearization of the entire Korean Peninsula, but he has yet to fill in just what steps that might include and what the timing would be. Trump said of himself and Kim as he welcomed the detainees in a floodlit ceremony at Joint Base Andrews outside Washington, quote, "We're starting off on a new footing." He hailed their release as a potential breakthrough in relations between the longtime adversary nations. He and Kim will, quote, "both try to make it a very special moment for world peace," he said of the summit later on Twitter. He told his rally crowd, quote, "I think it's going to be a very big success." A video posted to social media shows a teenager in his prom attire being choked by a police officer and slammed onto a Waffle House parking lot in North Carolina. Warsaw Police Chief Eric Sutherland told the News and Observer of Raleigh that his department and the district attorney's office are investigating and more information will be released. It wasn't immediately clear what might have prompted the officer's use of force. One video posted to Facebook on May 8th shows the white officer slamming the black teenager against a window, then turning him around and gripping the teen's neck. The officer then pins him to the pavement with his left hand on the teenager's head as other young people stand around them recording the scene. A White House official dismissed Senator John McCain's opposition to President Trump's CIA nominee, saying, quote, "It doesn't matter because he's dying anyway." Kelly Sadler was discussing McCain's opposition to Trump's pick for CIA Director Gina Haspel at a staff meeting on Thursday when she made the comment. The White House did not dispute the remark. In a statement, they said, quote, "We respect Senator McCain's service to our nation, and he and his family are in our prayers during this difficult time." The Hill newspaper first reported the comment. The 81-year-old Arizona Republican who has spent 3 decades in the Senate was diagnosed in July with glioblastoma, an aggressive brain cancer. He left Washington in December and underwent surgery last month for an infection. All right, that's all I've got for you guys for right now. I will catch you back up tonight. This is Kaylee Chella signing off.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.